tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's April 15th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. It's been a big, big weekend here at Electrek because, of course, of Bauma. Bauma is the world's largest heavy equipment mining and construction show. It happens every 3 years, and this year it is, of course, in Munich, Germany, and we have been covering stories coming out of Bauma for the last several weeks. To give you a sense of scale at Bauma, there's 200,000 square meters of hall space, 414,000 square meters of outdoor space. They're expecting 600,000 visitors from 200 countries and more than 3,600 exhibitors. So this is a tremendous show, and we are not going to be able to cover more than a tiny, tiny sliver of it. But hey, hopefully you find it interesting. You get to learn more about this stuff, and we get to write more about giant construction equipment, right? So we're going to get right into it, talking about the Volvo Penta BESS battery energy storage system that they're showing off at Bauma this year. Now, obviously, this is something that came out in February of this year, so they've been touting this for a couple of weeks now. Volvo Penta will debut its latest modular and scalable battery energy storage system platform for the off-grid construction and mining industries at Bauma. So that's what we're talking about right now. Volvo says its new modular BESS system will enable other OEMs and third-party system providers to seamlessly deploy electric power to meet the ever-exceeding energy needs in construction and mining. Our modular and scalable battery electric platform is designed to support the electrification ecosystem, combining high-performance drivelines with the crucial energy storage subsystems for efficient charging and operation in construction and mining. That's according to Hannes Norgren, president of Volvo Penta Industrial. Quote, we want to meaningfully collaborate with our customers on value-added customization that will enable them to stay productive, efficient, and future-ready. The Penta substation at Bauma will be built around the company's Cube battery pack, an energy-dense solution with a favorable C-rate designed to make it easy for BESS manufacturers to offer more compact job site solutions capable of charging and discharging energy with high levels of speed and efficiency, enabling both stationary and mobile BESS configurations that can change and grow to meet the evolving needs of a given asset, fleet, or project. A Volvo Penta developed DC to DC unit converts the voltage from the Cube battery packs into lower voltage 24 volt for powering auxiliaries and portable offices. Now, obviously, that BESS system is not the only thing that Volvo has brought to Bauma. Volvo, of course, has one of the largest construction equipment manufacturing companies in the world, and they have announced a world's first A30E electric articulating haul truck. They arrived at Bauma in 2025 with a groundbreaking electric line of heavy equipment options that includes the new A30 electric articulated haul truck, world's first from the Swedish equipment brand. Now, the articulated haul segment is especially meaningful to Volvo because the company invented that kind of vehicle with the launch of Gravel Charlie, the industry's first articulated haul trucks back in 1966. In the 60 years since Volvo revolutionized the construction industry with the launch of Gravel Charlie, Volvo now brings its latest game-changing articulated hauler to the market, the A30 Electric, the world's first battery-powered articulated hauler in its class, fully electric and zero emissions, contributing to a significant reduction in energy costs and maintenance. The new Volvo A30 Electric offers a 64,000-pound or 23-cubic-yard payload capacity and full-day operation thanks to a 245-kilowatt-hour lithium-ion battery. Volvo also brought a revamped EC230 electric excavator, an updated compact electric range which ensures customers are more empowered to drive down emissions while elevating business opportunities, the recently upgraded PU500 power unit, the newly launched EWR150 electric, battery-powered wheeled excavator that you can see there, and the EW240 electric material handler. We will have links to all of those in the show notes, so be sure to check those out. Volvo also has a number of partners. They provide chassis, they provide energy solutions, and one of them, which is Putzmeyer, revealed one of the world's largest all-electric concrete dump trucks based on a Volvo FM Electric 8x4 chassis. The zero-emission concrete pumper can move up to 50 kilometers and pump approximately 50 cubic meters of concrete on a single charge. That is an absolute ridiculous amount of mass that is being moved by that battery. So that is really, really impressive. And you love to see that. Over on the hydrogen side of things, HD Hyundai set to debut production version of its 14-ton hydrogen wheeled excavator. This is, again, the wheeled excavator market is just going crazy. They're seeing something of a resurgence these days, and with good reason. They're easily deployable by municipalities, can navigate urban and suburban environments with ease, and can be fitted with a broad range of accessories to make jobs from digging to demolition to landscaping possible. And this is literally in the article, but it's absolutely true. If you're from Steel Wrist, you're one of the Steel Wrist guys reading this, that thing's really cool. I would love to try one of those out at the next one of these. It's those same municipalities that are holding the line on emissions and environmental regulations in the Trump administration. And more often than not, people who have to hear about it when the noise of a conventional ice-powered job site upsets Mrs. Klanchik's terrier. HD Hyundai is leaning into the wheeled excavator renaissance with its new HW155H, a quiet zero tailpipe emission asset that can reportedly send 70 and 100 kilowatts of power to a series of electric motors that should be good for up to 8 hours of continuous operation between each 20-minute refill. A static version of the HW155H was shown at Bauma in 2022 when the concept was first announced. At the time, HD Hyundai offered a number of calculations, some more credible than others, frankly, to highlight the potential impact a hydrogen-powered excavator might have on a given fleet. We will have those in the link provided in the show notes, so definitely check that out. Now, again, with 3,600 exhibitors and all of them have something cool and many of them have something electric, we're not going to be able to show you everything. So I'm just going to do a quick run through for some of the stories that we've already published in the last week. Liebherr Liduro PowerPort 100. This is a portable equipment charger. We've got a Manitowoc bringing a massive plug-in hybrid electric train concept to Bauma. Now, this is interesting because it is battery electric and the part of it that is diesel powered, generator powered is not for what you think. It does not drive the vehicle. So this is really interesting. Be sure to check the link to that out in the show notes. And this can connect to grid power to charge the batteries and drive motors as it's doing work. So it can run and operate 24/7. Really neat concept there. Liu Gong brings a battery electric construction equipment portfolio to Bauma. This is a Chinese company that does have a North American arm. They've got wheel loaders, compact excavators. They've got all kinds of stuff and all of it is electric powered. So this is really neat. Be sure to check that out. Now, finally, wrapping all this up, I think by far the most interesting thing to me that was at Bauma this year was the Case Impact. Now, Case Impact is an autonomous electric wheel loader, but it's more than just autonomous. It's remote operated. It's a completely cabinless design that enables it to be operated by a human operator that's far, far away, potentially in another time zone. That semi-autonomous operation will get it from point A to point B and do all the stuff that, you know, is predictable. It doesn't need human intervention all the time. But that remote operator is incredibly, incredibly cool because even though this is just a concept, CNH has a history of turning its concepts into reality. So we have to take it seriously. And this cabinless design enhances operational flexibility by enabling operations in extreme environments where you don't want to have people, adverse weather conditions where people don't want to be. And it also means that job site disaster recovery or even rescue operations can continue shift after shift with operators in different time zones logging into the controls to take over. And more practical and important is Case's claim that the new Impact design marks a significant advancement in accessibility as operators with motor impairments and other disabilities can now operate the machine without physical limitations, representing an important step towards inclusivity in the industry. This is absolutely the coolest thing that I have seen or read about in the industry for a while from a major manufacturer like this. And I love the idea that an old guy or somebody with a slip disc or somebody with a broken leg or somebody with mobility issues who loves heavy equipment like this and who's always wanted to be a part of that industry can now do that and operate these machines. I think that also having some kind of ability for people who are more tech savvy, more tech driven, who don't necessarily want to be on a job site and expose themselves to that kind of dangerous environment, or maybe they just can't make the commute for whatever reason, the ability to remote in and operate and do their job, clock in, clock out, I think is really neat. I'd love to see some unionist protection, some protectionist policies so that you're not necessarily bringing in undervalued labor from India, China, or any place like that. But let's face it, cheap labor is America's thing now. I mean, that's kind of what we're doing with all the tariffs. So hopefully there'd be something like this in place. I think this is really, really cool. And I'd love to hear what you think of it in the comments. And if there's any other really neat stuff happening at Bauma, be sure to send it in. tips@electrek.co. Go to electrek.co, look for Quick Charge Podcast to find all the show notes. And if you're listening to us on Apple and Spotify, give us a 5-star rating. I know it's not a 5-star show. Just do it anyway. And be sure to like and subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube so you don't miss the next one.